This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. How are we doing this afternoon?
We're doing well, appreciating the sunshine before it rains all weekend again.
Yeah, that's not what we're looking for this boating season. But also something we're not looking for is two practices that the media was at and two different style of reports that Drake May isn't very good. The first was about interceptions. The second, we hear he's inaccurate. Is Drake May off to a worse start than you would have hoped and expected?
Well, they'll tell you that in the days that we haven't been there, that he has been good. And there have been multiple reports suggesting that. Yeah. When we have seen him, however, it has not looked very good. You know, like, and I'm not remotely panicked about it. I think we went through this last year. Granted, he was a rookie, but, like, he's learning a new offense, and there's the process to this. And I think you can see as he's trying to think too much and not playing fast. And I think that eventually, and we saw the light go on from last year, eventually that's what you're hoping for and what you would expect from the number three overall pick, that eventually the light will go on and he'll start to play and his natural abilities will show through.
Mike, are you, just remind me, you know, are you a kind of a just a true believer in him in the sense that, like, what do you think his ceiling is? I mean, a lot of people compare him to Josh Allen. Josh made it to the playoffs in his second year, winning 10 games. You know, I see him as a special, talented player. That doesn't mean it's going to turn out to be, you know, he's going to be a great player, but he's got special traits, in my opinion. What is your thoughts on Drake May? What is his ceiling when you think about him?
Yeah, I mean, I think his physical gifts. Well, first of all, I think it's unfair to compare him to Josh because Josh is 240-ish pounds of. It can be brute force. Josh as a runner is more like Cam Newton than anybody since Cam Newton. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And Drake's not that. He's 225. He might be 230 now, but he's just not built the same way. So he has the running ability, but it's not to be the guy that's going to drop shoulders and, you know, do the quarterback powers over and over again. But I do believe that his ceiling, if he reaches his ceiling from his physical talent, that he can be easily a top 10 quarterback. And, you know, then you start talking about the mental part and can he work his way into, you know, that top five, the guy who makes plays when he has to make plays in those big moments. And, you know, he had a couple last year. He also had several that didn't go that way. And, you know, it's part of the process of being a rookie, but I think there is a high floor and there could be a fantastic ceiling.
So, Mike, it seems like there's reasonable to
varied amounts of concern about Drake's struggles early on. The offensive line as it tries to come together and form a new Voltron. The wide receiver room for a number of reasons. But one area that I don't have a lot of concern with, in fact, I'm confident in, is the running back room. And I think that they've improved. They were pretty good last year on a bad team, and now they've improved drastically by adding Travion Henderson, or so you'd think. Would it surprise you then if, as we talk so much about Drake and the passing attack, if the Patriots of 2025 came out and were more of a run-centric team a la 2021 as they slow-played max development?
Yeah, I could totally see that. I think there's I think it's easier for offensive linemen to run block than it is to pass block. Be aggressive, go forward, as opposed to take that hitch step back and try to compete against some unbelievable athletes on the other side of the ball at times. So, Josh has proven that he will adapt to the situation, and it's clear that if Ramondre gets up to speed. And he looked pretty good, like he didn't get to work in with team, but we did see him. He is back, after the passing of his father, and he looks like he's in good condition. So that was, I thought, a positive. And between that, Gibson, who was, I thought, in the second half of the season was their best running back, and now adding someone like Henderson, who, again, just has a different gear. It's so easy for him to get to top speed. They definitely have the capabilities to be a good running football team.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, with us here on WEEI Afternoons. Mike, I know you've been around a lot of NFL stories and scandals and situations with your time at NFL Network. So this Stephon Diggs thing that popped up this week, this video on a boat, on social media with a substance that he may or may not be passing out. What do you make of it? Is he on thin ice? Where do you think this is right now, and where could it go?
I believe there's frustration because of not just that. I think that's just a piece of the puzzle. I think they'd like him around more. And I think Mike kind of made it clear, and you can't say we want you here because it is voluntary.
Yep.
But I feel like there was an understanding there that he was going to be. I mean, he has a clause in his contract. If he shows up to 27 of the 32 OTAs, he gets an extra $200,000, which whatever, he's got $18.5 million guaranteed coming to him. So he might not care about that, but they put it in there thinking probably, hey, we'll give you a little carrot. You'll be here, right? Yeah, I'll be here. And he's not. He's not been here. I mean, Kayshawn Booty told us straight up, so we haven't seen him the two times, but Booty's like, yeah, he hasn't been here very much. So everybody talked about the idea that he would be a leader. And why I've told you, in the past, when I dealt with him in Buffalo and covering those teams, that he was good to the young receivers. He's not that guy. He'll talk to them. He'll help them. But, you know who's going to be a bigger leader in that room? It's going to be Mac Hollins. Mm-hmm. And Mac Hollins ain't half the player that Stephon Diggs is, right? You're not expecting Mac Hollins to catch 80 passes, but you might be expecting Stephon Diggs to. So I think there's just a little bit of frustration there. And now, hey, here we are. It's not even the season, really. We haven't officially started yet, and I already am dealing with you being a headache. You can't, again, people will tell you can't prove anything. No, you can't. No one's going to tell you what was in the bag. We can all speculate, and there's plenty of people that have done the deep dives on it. But, it's off-putting. We gave you a lot of money, dude, when no one else would. And already you've put us in a little bit of a spot.
It's interesting, Mike, because, you can look at this and go, okay, it's one little thing. It's a thing that you saw, okay, it's no big deal, but I don't know, people that have been in football for a long time and know when a new coaching staff is coming in, what they're trying to do, when you have the profile of the wide receiver room like you have, that the Patriots have, it's kind of a bigger deal, don't you think? Yeah. I mean, do you feel that way? Don't you feel like, even though it feels like it can be in some situations not a big deal, but in this situation on this team currently, it feels kind of like a big deal and undermines what the head coach is trying to do, right?
Some people might view this as being sanctimonious, and I'm not trying to be, I'm not like Ted, you lived it. Mike Vrabel lived it. You guys operate differently than most of us do. You made more money than most of us do. Your parties are a little different than Joe Schmo's, right? So I'm not naive to any of this stuff, but Mike is trying to establish something. And while having, as he said, you still got to have good players, and that's why Steph Diggs was signed, because they still hope he can be a good player. It's like they did want to try to build this up the right way and then have it to a situation where then you can take the guy who might be a little bit of a loose cannon, but we're putting him into a room that will, you know, like he has to respect and live up to. Those guys will challenge him if he's not doing that. And here you have, again, the guy that's getting paid the most money in that wide receiver room by a long shot, and he's not here, and he's doing something on a boat. And, yeah, I think it's a headache. I think it's added up already.
Mike, there have been some rumblings about town already, and on top of it all, you have Mike Vrabel, who has eliminated previous leaders, good citizens, and quality football players to help establish a new culture. So that leads me to want to ask, do you think there's a chance Steph Diggs could get cut?
Yeah, I don't think it's a high chance. I think there's going to be a, if there hasn't already been, a come to Jesus conversation, if you will, and just like, hey, A, tell me what was going on. Tell me I don't have to worry about this again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, be here. Be what we're paying you to be, because we don't need to do this. We don't want to do this. And you told us we weren't going to have to do this. And I will say one other thing about him, too. Like, he, and this, I've talked to people in Buffalo since this came out, but obviously talked to him when they signed him and the whole thing, and having been there myself and covered them a lot, like, he loves all this stuff. He doesn't want to just be a football player. He's into fashion. He loves fame. He loves all the things that come with it, the Met Gala, the whole nine yards. Like, that's what he sees himself as, like an influencer, not like, you know, the Instagram influencers, but like that he has that sort of clout. And so, you know, then you're wondering about the commitment. Like, again, what are you doing? You're posting these videos on your Instagram, which, by the way, you're filming your story, your comeback from ACL. He's documenting it, whole thing. So, like, but what are you doing? What's the stuff that's going on that wasn't there that we don't see in that part? Like, anybody can put those things together. Cam Newton put them together, and everybody got all excited. And then we saw Cam Newton get here, and we're like, he can't throw. So, you know, I just.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's, I probably put it at 15%, but again, I think that conversation with Diggs, is he going to tell Mike the truth? Because Michael, no. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, is he going to tell him? Hey, look, I screwed up, man. I screwed up. That's what you thought it was, and I messed up, and I shouldn't have put me in that spot, you guys in that spot, and I apologize 1,000 times over, and you won't have another problem with me. Okay, good. We can move forward. But if he's like, well, it wasn't mine, or no, that wasn't what you thought it was, or that's when you probably run into some more problems.
Mike, you know me well enough. I always look for the silver lining. A lot of negative talk about the offense. We've heard
that's
the line isn't
you.
Good, the wide receivers, Drake May. Can you... you give me a couple nuggets regarding the offense that you've liked through two OTA practices? Something good?
Hunter Henry's good. not a newsflash, but like he just that's their best receiver, man. And it's I hate the phrase, it's not even close, but right now it's not even close.
Oh,
he gets open and Drake trusts him, and that is, you know, that's evident. Like he'll be an important figure once again this year, someone that you really you pray that stays healthy and he can be out there for all 17 games if you want to help maximize the level of the offense. And I'll give you another one, which is not an on-field thing. It's more of an off-field thing, at least to this point, because he's been still limited with the, as he recovers from the knee surgery, is Morgan Moses. You know, when we saw after practice 2 weeks ago, he gathered a bunch of the young offensive linemen, including Will Campbell, and they were clearly talking shop. They were in a circle, and they were just, you know, we're doing player interviews, and they're off in their own world talking about football, and, you know, you could see them working on pass sets and all this stuff. And then this past week, a couple days ago, he's got them again, only this time he brought over a couple defensive guys. And they were talking, again, same sort of thing, like pass rush. And I know that, you know, the conversation back and forth, like, well, if I do this, then what do you do? Or if you see me do this, what does that tell you? Like, so it's just, he is sort of leading this group and trying to get the Will Campbells. Demontre Jacobs was in there, Jack Conley, the young kid from BC, the undrafted lineman. Like, so it's clearly like, I'm taking the young guys under my wing and I'm trying to give them as much intel as I can give them. And, you know, I don't know how much football he's got left in the tank. You know, he was decent last year, but his, as I've mentioned, his body has started to show signs of breaking down, but like he's already been a hit in what he's bringing off the field, or in that case on the field, just in terms of conversation.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. Appreciate you joining us on a Friday afternoon. And I like that. It sounds like Morgan Moses is the anti-Diggs. So
right,
that's perfect.
Exactly
he
right.
Shows up, he's hurt, but he helps the young guys and he's being a leader. Interesting how that
the
works.
The natural conclusion, yep.
All right, Mike, enjoy the rainy weekend. We'll talk to you next week, hopefully.
Appreciate it, guys.
See you, bud.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store shares. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.